Moncrief on News Talk.
Guinness is undergoing something of a renaissance in Britain, where it's now the best-selling beer. But this is cyclical. In 1900, for instance, it was the best-selling beer in the world. It only needed to start advertising a couple of decades later. The adverts and other black stuff paraphernalia have long sparked the interest of collectors. And one major collection is due to go to auction next week. It was created by David Hughes, who used to work in the London Guinness Brewery. Afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
When did you start collecting? Was it when you worked for Guinness?
Well, I started working for them in 1972 as a brewer. But I didn't start collecting their collectibles, memorabilia, advertising until about 1991.
Okay. Did you have any pieces that you'd brought with you from your time when you were working there?
Yeah, I did. I acquired a fair amount while I was there because they had the marketing department there and they also had the archive, the marketing archive, which was a great source of information and help for a collector.
Now, people listening may well remember the advertising with various animals and the like. So tell us a bit about John Gilroy. Who was John Gilroy?
Well, John Gilroy was a trained artist. He became a commercial artist for the advertising agency S.H. Benson, which was one of the biggest agencies in the world. It was based in London. And they were appointed by Guinness to run their advertising in 1929. And John Gilroy was put on the account as the commercial artist. And he was a genius. He invented all the famous images, the toucan, the zoo animals, the girder man, the horse and cart, all the very well-known stuff that was done. And the different campaigns, Guinness for Strength, Guinness is Good for You, Lovely Day for a Guinness, Guinness Time. All those big campaigns that ran for, many, many years, 20, 30 years in some cases.
And they were actual paintings that he produced, and that original artwork is somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, Guinness didn't realise how the process worked because it was actually managed out of London. Because his advertising was for the English market, not for the Irish market. Ireland didn't start advertising until about 1960.
Yeah, in fairness, they didn't need it here.
No, they didn't. No, that's true. But so Gilroy was put on the account, and he started off very quickly to identify what was his style of advertising was using posters. And what used to happen was Gilroy would be given ideas, or he would invent ideas himself, and he would basically do a sketch. He would then show the sketch to the marketing manager in Guinness, and the marketing manager would say, yes, I think that's got potential. Gilroy would then go away and paint an oil painting, and this was a 3 feet by 4 feet oil on canvas. Proper oil painting, but basically of the poster. And then these oil paintings would be shown to the Guinness board for approval to make posters. Some were approved, some weren't. But all of the canvases that were made by Gilroy were all stored in the agency archive, and whether they were used or not. And all of this art went missing in 1971 when S.H. Benson folded up and ceased trading. And it was obviously acquired by a wealthy man. And he sat on it for nearly 40 years. And eventually he started to trickle it into New York through an antique dealer in New York. And that's when I came across it. A friend of mine called Steve Tedds, who was also a collector, he told me about this art. And he said, David, what do you think? Do you think it's genuine? So I got involved. I got in touch with the dealer. And yes, it was genuine. And this was a revelation because none of this art was known of. There was nothing in the Guinness archives in Dublin. The Park Royal Archives didn't have any of it either. And so I set about writing a book I did three books on the art, actually. But it's quite fascinating because it's as interesting for the art that wasn't accepted as it was for the art that was accepted.
Yes.
So, I mean, we all know the campaigns that worked, like the toucan and the ostrich and the bear up a pole and the various things. But there's all sorts of stuff that never saw light of day, which was in that archive.
Yeah, and we're talking hundreds of paintings here, are we, David?
Yeah, there have been about 550 identified. I've got images of about 550, and they're all in my books.
My word.
And interesting, and they sell in America. They don't sell very well in UK because the Americans have got the money, and they go mad for this stuff. And they've been spending as much as, well, they can go as high as $30,000 for a painting.
Crikey. That's
extraordinary. For a single painting.
And the person...
I've got a friend.
Yeah, sorry. This American collector who sometime in the 1970s amassed all these paintings, is it?
Oh, no, it was an Englishman.
Oh, was it?
An English person. Yes. Acquired it. Yeah, it wasn't American.
All right. And do they know who that was?
No, his identity has been kept completely secret. I've never been told. The dealer was sworn to secrecy under pain of not getting another canvas from that source. So it's never come out. I think it will do eventually, but frankly, it doesn't matter too much.
Yeah. You alluded to it yourself there about, collectors of this memorabilia are so keen on it, there are forgeries you have to be wary of.
Well, there are all collectibles are forged these days, unfortunately. They're reproduced. They produce a modern version of something. So, for instance, one of the most famous things that Guinness did was they commissioned Carltonware to make pottery animals and flying toucans and whatever, and lamps. And those are faked. They've even got Carltonware stickers underneath, but they're still fakes, a lot of them.
Mm.
And you've got to know what you're looking at, which is why my book, I've done two books on as guide to Guinness collectibles. And those books will point collectors in the right direction and tell them what's fake and what's not fake.
Right. OK. And now, obviously, people can, you know, rest assured that nothing that's going to be on sale next week will be fake. It's being conducted by Victor Mee, M-E-E, by the way. It will take place online from Tuesday, June the 18th to Thursday, June the 20th. And there'll be no oil paintings, will there, David? But there will be some sketches by Gilroy.
Yeah, there are. I've put four sketches in, which are absolutely gorgeous. And they're genuinely Gilroy. But, you've got to be careful. All of the lots in the auction, and it starts today.
Not next week,
it's today. It's tonight, it starts. All of the lots that in my collection have all got my name attached to the lots. You can see what I've collected, and all of those are genuine. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just as that line's breaking up, I think we just about made it there. David, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was David Hughes there, and as he correctly pointed out, that sale actually starts this evening. Tuesday, June the 18th to Thursday, June the 20th. For some reason in my head, I thought it was last week.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.